Have you tried
it
that?
It does. I've been in the trailer.
And now with the bathroom and a bed, she says, I'm finishing up the office and hoping to have a kitchen or a temporary kitchen this camping season. But then I'll have to actually cook something. There's always a downside, I suppose. I might have to, I might have slowed my snail progress down some, but inspired me and allowed adaptions in my design. That's true. You know, using your trailer along the way, you might start thinking of new ideas, things to add or change as you go, you know? That's kind of
sure.
a good idea.
Sure, I don't really need that. Something that you really thought made sense.
Sense of time.
And suddenly it doesn't make so much sense after you start using the trailer.
Yeah, and that's kind of funny because, you know, I always talk about, you know, and you do too, I think, be careful about the trailer you're going to buy. It's a big investment if you're going to do it right. But it's almost a very good thing to have previously had a trailer that you've used, and then you can really get a feel for what you want, what you need, the wants versus the needs, and when you design your final trailer. Anyway, here's her question. Ellen's question is, this is a bit mundane, but when I was up at Collins last spring, he saw my spare tire and warned me about having a split rim wheel. Now, real quick, what's a split rim wheel for those who don't know?
Well, split rims are a detachable outer ring that actually supports or holds the bead, the outer bead of the tire on the wheel. So, in the old days, you could change your tire, change a flat tire yourself on the side of the road. It involves some big tire irons, which are basically big, long, flat bars that give you some leverage to peel this ring off and get the bead of the tire off the rim itself. Nowadays, you know, when you get tires put on, they've got to be put on at a garage with a machine. Well, this was all just done manually. The problem is that these split rims, they hook underneath a step, I guess you'd call it, on the main part of the rim. And if these things don't hook correctly, or if they've been used for an extended period of time and it got rusty, or say the wheel got overstressed somehow and you got a fatigue crack in the, or a stress crack in the rim somehow or other, when you go to put air in this tire to get it up to pressure, they're in effect a bomb. Many tractors still use this, and I think even tractor trailers still use these types of wheels. Most tractor trailers, I think, have gone to a one-piece wheel these days. But anyway, they still exist, but there's very few tire places that will work on the sort of smaller split rims that were commonly found on trailers of the 50s and, you know, trucks. Pickup trucks and whatnot of the 50s, 40s, and, you know, all the older stuff. So you want to stay away from them. You know, they're not all unsafe. It's just if they're not done properly with a skilled person in, they actually put tires on now and put air in them inside a cage. So this thing's literally put inside a cage, and then they put the air chuck on it and fill it up. And if it blows up, it's, you know, it's not going to take your head off. And, you know, it can literally go through a wall if it blows up. The power that's held in there is incredible.
Wow. I hope they train the young kids that work at these little gas stations and tire centers about looking out for these things.
Yeah. Well, they you know, you couldn't easily change it with a tire machine. Most of these guys, you know, they just look at it and say, you know, I don't want to touch that.
Yeah. So anyway, so the recommendation is to replace that wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
New wheels.
So so back to Ellen's question. She says, I was up at Collins last spring. He saw my spare tire and warned me about having a split rim wheel. Since it was already full of air, I'm embarrassed to say that I held on to it through the season. But after doing research, he was, of course, right. So a nod to you, Colin. So I paid to have it recycled. Now I don't have a spare, and I'm riding on original wheels and 4-year-old Goodyear 15-inch LTs.